I'd like to call the meeting to order. This is the November 26th, 2019 regular meeting of the Public Employment Relations Commission. Pursuant to the Open Public Meetings Act, adequate notice has been provided by the dissemination of a written annual notice of meeting. On December 20th, 2018, a copy of such notice was prominently posted in a public place at the offices of the Public Employment Relations Commission, emailed to the business offices of the Trenton Times and Courier Post, emailed to the Secretary of State for filing, and posted on the agency's website. Furthermore, on November 21st, 2019, copies of an additional written notice of meeting were posted and emailed in a similar manner. The first items for today are the minutes of the October 31st, 2019 meeting. Do I have a motion?
I'll motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The minutes are adopted unanimously. I'm going to forego the chair report for this session, and I'll have a more thorough chair report in December. I'm a little under the weather, and we'll all try and get to Thanksgiving as soon as possible anyway. Council office report, please.
Okay. Nothing on any of our cases other than a new appeal. Interesting Supreme Court case on retiree benefits, which is sort of a heart-tugging type situation, and I think everyone would agree that the court probably got it right, given the circumstances. And the first case, the nurses' increment case, it first came to us for a decision as to was this discipline or was this professional performance, and we said the reasons advanced had to do with the nurse's professional performance, and then it went to the Commissioner of Ed, which sustained the increment withholding. I've always wondered, we don't often see what happens to a case after we rule, either it goes to an arbitrator or it goes to the Commissioner. So this is an example of what happens after we make our gatekeeping decision. And the other cases are interesting, but I think they're summarized in enough detail, unless the commissioners have any questions.
Okay, I would just like to note that an email was sent this week regarding ethics training. Hopefully you all received it. If you could please complete that ethics training at your earliest convenience. I think it's about a half an hour long. It's done online. There's instructions in the email that was sent where how to get to the training, but of course if you have any questions, just give me a call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And do they need to print out a certificate of completion?
So at the end of the training, there's a receipt, and you can have a copy of that receipt sent to me, emailed to me.
Thank you.
Okay.
We're going to change up the order of the drafts that we're dealing with today because we do have some people present who have an interest in that. In the Ocean County Utilities Authority and Steelworkers Local 4-406 case. So we'll deal with that one first. Case involves docket number SN-2019-058. This draft denies the request of the employer to restrain the arbitration over the issue of accrual of vacation sick leave by an employee out on a work-related injury. The arguments raised by the employer relating to contract language and its own policies are not for consideration by PERC. They may be raised before an arbitrator. Further, there is no statute or regulation that preempts the arbitration of this grievance in the concept that preemption has been established over the many years of scope negotiations cases before PERC. I have a motion to adopt the draft.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I just wanted to, later on, we're going to see in 8A, a very similar circumstances having to do with, you know, work-related injuries. And I just think that this is consistent with both 8A and the law.
Thank you. All in favor of the draft?
Aye.
None opposed? The draft is adopted. We'll go back to the regular order of cases. The next case is the Borough of Carteret and FMBA Local 67, docket number SN-2019-043. This draft was held over at the last commission meeting in accordance with a motion to table the draft presented at that time. The current draft denies the employer's request for a restraint of binding arbitration over the question of whether the employer violated the collective negotiations agreement with respect to certain probationary firefighters and their work schedule with respect to the 2472 contractual schedule. Although issues of assignment and qualifications are generally managerial prerogative, the record in the case at hand is insufficient to support the contention that the work shift dispute involves the employer's policy claims. The grievance is determined to be mandatorily negotiable and arbitrable. The employer may make the arguments presented herein before the arbitrator. And a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Seconded?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? The draft is adopted. The next matter is the City of Jersey City and Jersey City Public Employees Local 245 and the Teamsters Local 641. This involves, excuse me, docket numbers CU-2016-027 and 028 and CO-2016-221 and 236. This draft denies Local 245's request for review of the director's decision in the matter at hand. The standards for review were not met by Local 245. The record presented no disputed material facts, no factual errors, no changed circumstances, no errors of legal application. There's no compelling reason warranting review of the director's determination. Have a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? The draft is adopted. The next matter before us is the Township of Lakewood and PBA Local 97 and Samuel Schulman, docket number CI-2018-005. This draft dismisses the unfair practice charge in the matter presented. The charging party appeals a director's decision refusing to issue a complaint in an unfair practice charge filed against his former employer and the majority representative. Procedurally, the director found that the charging party's charge was untimely. Substantively, the director found that the charge failed to establish facts sufficient for the issuance of a complaint based on an alleged breach of a duty of fair representation. Although we find that the charge was not untimely, we affirm the director's holding that there was no substantive basis warranting the issue of a complaint. I have a motion to
so move.
Anybody second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? The draft is adopted. The next matter is Edison Township Board of Education and Education Association. This draft finds that the employer violated the act when it advanced a secretary two extra steps on the salary guide without negotiating with the association. The board did return the secretary to her proper step location, but based on a reading of the tenure laws, maintained the higher salary step, higher salary of the step two levels higher. The failure to negotiate the change in salary without negotiating with the majority representative is well established to be an unfair practice. The appropriate remedy for this unfair practice is a cease and desist order and to prospectively conform the employee to the proper place in the salary guide. Recoupment was not required under the facts presented. I have a motion to adopt.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? The draft is adopted. The State of New Jersey as Motor Vehicle Commission and Local 32BJ of SEIU, docket number SN-2019-061. The employer's request for restraint of arbitration is denied. In relation to the grievance claiming a contract violation for failing to credit an employee for 4 days and 4 hours of leave used for medical and physical therapy appointments in connection with an injury sustained at work. The employer's claim of a preemptive statute barring arbitration is not persuasive. Case law establishes that civil service statutes are not preemptive in these circumstances. Further, the contractual defenses raised by the employer are properly presented before the arbitrator. I have a motion to adopt.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. None opposed? The draft is adopted. The next agenda item involves the consideration of revised proposed amendments to NJAC 19:11-1.5 and revised proposed new rules NJAC 19:12-7.1, 7.2, and 7.3 to implement the Workplace Democracy Enhancement Act.
Would you like me to recite the procedural history to save your voice, or
that would be great if you could, please.
Okay, sure. As many of you know, and partially in anticipation of the Supreme Court's Janus decision in 2018, which outlawed public sector agency shop, the legislature adopted what's called the Workplace Democracy Enhancement Act, which was designed to do a number of things, one of which was to give majority representatives access to employees in the workplace, to give them access to new hires. It was also put in a requirement that a public employer not advocate to public employees that they resign their union memberships or not apply for union memberships. It also addressed non-unit employees who had been assigned work normally performed by a bargaining unit and said that if that happens, those non-unit employees will be incorporated into the bargaining unit and set a deadline for the commission to resolve those disputes. So in response to that legislation, the commission in August of 2018 proposed rules to implement the Workplace Democracy Enhancement Act, or the WDEA, with respect to some of the requirements of the Act. We said, for example, our current unfair practice rules are adequate to handle those additional disputes. We did adopt, proposed to adopt new rules addressing access to employees in the workplace, including a retirement, a requirement of the law that an agreement on access rules be incorporated into a collective negotiations agreement, and that if the union and the employer could not agree on what those provisions would be, an arbitrator would be appointed to first attempt to mediate this dispute, and if mediation didn't work, to make a binding award saying here's what the provisions will be, and that would be incorporated into a collective negotiations agreement. A timetable was also provided for wrapping up those type of disputes, and we proposed rules which would be part of our normal impasse resolution rules in order to implement that. So those were proposed in August of 2018, published in September, and we then had a 60-day comment period, and we did get a number of comments from various organizations and public employers and lobbying groups, and we reviewed those rules, those comments, and said, well, they make some good arguments. So what we did was then put out a proposal to revise the original rules and make some changes. That proposal was then published again in the New Jersey Register, put it on our website, and we received additional comments on the changes we made. We've reviewed those additional comments. A copy of the summary of those new comments is in your packet for today, and we've decided that the revised proposal we made doesn't need further changes. So the item on your agenda today is to vote to adopt the WDEA rules as revised. If the commission does that, they'll again be published in the Register with a summary of these comments, and they'll take effect, I believe, if we're on schedule, January of next year.
There are a couple of collateral items that I'd just like to add to Don's recitation of the history of these rule changes. One is that none of the rules that we have proposed, either in the first instance or in the revised instance, deal with Title 52 and the dues deduction elements of the WDEA. They're not in our jurisdiction. Second of all, that the items that continued to be commented on after the revision and the differences presented here today relate to a series of standards that we initially placed for arbitrators to consider when applying the binding elements under arbitration in the access questions and other aspects of the WDEA that are subject to arbitration. And we changed, in response to comments, we changed the word shall to may to make the application of those criteria discretionary in the arbitrator, and we also added sort of a catch-all aspect at the end. I would like to add that we feel that the necessity of having standards is driven by a case that was decided as to the constitutionality of interest arbitration even before the interest arbitration statute was adopted. And the case is Mercer Metro Transit and ATU Local 560, I believe. And I'm sort of setting that off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure, in which the New Jersey Supreme Court found that it, the parties may agree, and then by application, when eventually that the statute, that the legislature may provide for interest arbitration that is constitutional, provided that there are standards. And so I think that we felt that it was important to make sure that the statute has standards. I think that the comments indicated that that making them imperative might bind the arbitrators a little beyond where the statute anticipates in this instance. But encompassing them in the rules in a discretionary element would meet the requirements of the Supreme Court for constitutionality, and that we have standards. So it's just a little bit of background with respect to that. May I have a motion to adopt the rules as revised and in addition to consideration of the comments that we've had?
Motion to adopt the proposed amendments?
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? And the rules are adopted, and the council staff will see that the steps that are necessary to make that effective in a timely fashion will be taken care of. Prior to asking for a motion to adjourn, I would just like to wish on behalf of the agency that all of us, agency employees, commission staff, and even the parties that appear before us, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You as well.
It's just a great holiday. Thank you. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So
moved. All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? We are adjourned, and we will reconvene on December 19th, 2019. Thank you all.
Happy Thanksgiving.